Patrick Williams, former Razorback safety, joining us in the zone to talk about what he's up to these days. In addition to that, we're going to talk about a fundraiser he's going to be involved in his hometown of McGee, Arkansas. Patrick, welcome to the zone. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. Well, let's start with what you're up to now. Now, for those of you who don't remember, Patrick played, in the late 80s, I guess, three-year letterman?
Yeah, three-year letterman, 85 to 90.
And you were fortunate enough to come up under the tutelage of one David Basil as a wee freshman.
Would you
yes?
really call that tutelage?
I would call that.
He came under the mustache of David Basil, I think it would have came under.
Be honest, Coach Hatfield grabbed you and said, "You see Basil over there?"
Patrick, did everyone have big mustaches?
Do the
like
opposite
that?
Of whatever Basil does, and for sure shave your mustache.
I would do that.
Did you have a mustache? Was it everyone wanted one like Basil?
No, and no one had a mustache like Basil. It was just Basil. He had a fan club of one.
Well, it's grown exponentially since then. So you're from McGee, and you after school you stuck around Arkansas for a while. Now you're over in the D.C. area, right?
Yes, I am. I'm currently working for Fannie Mae in Washington D.C.
Okay, try to keep things in check over there. I hope so. That's good. We can count on you for sure.
I'm doing my best, guys.
See, that's good. You know, we need more guys we need more Arkansas natives working in the nation's capital. I think that could definitely solve a lot of the problems. So let's talk about what's going on here in McGee, and then we'll get into a little bit more as far as what you've been up to and looking back on your career a little bit. I know this is certainly a near and dear thing to your heart with the Boys and Girls Club of McGee and putting on a heck of an event. And actually, we'll talk about some of the details of what's going on there. And it's Wednesday night, tomorrow night?
Yeah, Wednesday night at 6 p.m. at the McGee High School. What we're doing is put on a fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club in McGee, Arkansas. And the guest speaker is Steve Atwater. And I know a lot of the Razorback fans out there and NFL stars remember Steve at University of Arkansas, who was my teammate there as a starting safety. So he's coming down to be the guest speaker on Wednesday night, and we're asking everybody to come out to support it if you can. And if you can't come out and support it, we'd also like you guys to submit donations or whatever. If it's not for the Boys and Girls Club in McGee, but any Boys and Girls Club or any nonprofit out there, because we're all aware of the economics right now that a lot of the boys, non-profit organizations are hurting now and they're looking for donations. And also, if you can't give donations, it doesn't necessarily have to be monetary at times. It can also be your time, which is some of the things that I'm trying to do with Steve, is going out and putting my time together back in my local community, because if it wasn't for people that are volunteering and doing things at the Boys and Girls Club, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. So not only am I going back to do some work, but I'm also going back to thank the people that were very influential in my life and my development.
It's a $15 steak dinner. Oh, and by the way, you get to hang out with Patrick and Steve Atwater. I mean, it's a heck of a deal for that low price, and you can really help a great cause by going down there tomorrow night. It's at the McGee High School, as you mentioned, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock start. Talk about that. I mean, were you pretty heavily involved in the club growing up, or did you have friends or teammates in high school that were involved in the club down there?
Well, often when I was growing up, we didn't have a Boys and Girls Club. That's okay. Why it's really important to me, because at that time we had the local parks and stuff, which wasn't at the level of the Boys and Girls Club and provided the different programs that they provided the Boys and Girls Club from an educational standpoint, as well as development and things that we learned at early age in football that we take on and that I've taken on in my career. So it's really important to keep it going since we've put it in place. I want to do everything that I can to keep it going and continue to give back to my local community.
Patrick Williams joining us in the zone on the Stickies Hotline. Looking back on your career, and we talked this morning about it, I mean, my goodness, you guys won a ton of games. Obviously, you had a lot of good, talented players involved in your teams. But just talk about that run that you guys had. And I guess you guys were, ranked? You guys were ranked number one at one point in the preseason maybe by one of the pollsters?
Yeah, I think it was ranked at one point. I think 88, 89 season going into the preseason. And had a real good team at the time. Coach Hatfield was our head coach at the time. Had a strong defense at the time and a good offensive scheme as things that we were doing at the time. So I think overall with the guys, I had a lot of guys drafted into to the NFL at that time with Steve, Wayne Martin, Dave Russell, a few other guys that I can't think of their names at the time because it's been so long ago since I played. But we had a great strong defensive-minded team at the time, and at that time we were in the Southwest Conference, so everybody seemed to be in that area. It was more of a hard-nosed, defensive, run-oriented type of offense that a lot of the teams ran. So you just have to have a strong defense to be competitive in the Southwest Conference at the time.
So was your last game that 90 Cotton Bowl then?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Who was that?
You guys played Tennessee. I thought you played Tennessee that last game.
Was it Tennessee? Yeah, it was Tennessee.
Yeah, Troy was the year before. Yeah.
The year before, yes.
Well, and I've talked to Quinn Grovey about that, and I looked at some of the numbers, and you guys ran the ball, I think, like 72 times in that game, literally. I'm not exaggerating. I'm like, how do you run the ball 72 times and lose? And he said, I don't know. It was ball control, man, but obviously it wasn't effective enough. But that was a great game. Unfortunately, the Hogs came up short. But what are you most proud of looking back on your career? You guys won back-to-back championships. That's an awfully good way to go out. I can't imagine that there are too many things to rank ahead of that.
Yeah, well, the most thing that I'm really that really stands out to me that I had an opportunity to go to the University of Arkansas and graduate. And doing that whole process, meet people like Steve and other individuals that have been a big influence in my life and still continue to be friends 25 years down the road. And that's what it's all about. You know, when you get away from the game and the practice and stuff, it's those relationships that you establish at a young age when you're playing football. So those are things that are really important to me, is that degree from the University of Arkansas and the friendships that I developed that I continue to use today.
Did you have an opportunity to play pro football afterwards?
Yes, up at with the New York Jets.
Ooh. How'd that work out? How long were you there for?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about relationships, too. Joined by Patrick Williams in the Zone on the Stickies Hotline. You developed a relationship with the Horton family, and you talked about going to Arkansas, happy you did, and I know a lot of Razorback fans are happy you did as well, but you almost ended up at UCA, right?
Yes, I did. I actually had signed a letter of intent with UCA with Coach Harold Horton, and then University of Arkansas came, and I had a conversation with Coach Hatfield at the time, and then I changed my mind. Coach Horton was gracious enough to release me from the from my letter of intent, and then I ended up at the University of Arkansas.
And you ended up playing with Tim.
Yeah, I ended up playing with Tim, and Tim's a good teammate and a good friend today, and is doing an excellent job at the University of Arkansas. And I'm very proud of Tim and also the relationship that we've established through the years. So Tim is doing a great job.
He's one of the best-regarded guys, I think, as far as, you know, being personable and just being a class guy. And you said that's the way he was all the way back to school.
He's always been like that. I mean, it's great family, great foundation, real grounded individual, and just an all-around nice guy. He's the type of teammate that you want to have on your team.
What about talk about Steve? And I know, you know, you were telling me before, he's been kind enough to do this really out of the goodness of his heart as far as coming back, and I'm sure he gets a lot of opportunities to speak for pay. So it's awfully kind of him to come back and support your community like this.
Yes, like I said, Steve's one of my best friends. Back in our Razorback days, when we traveled, he was my roommate. Mm-hmm. For away games when we travel, but he's been gracious enough to come back to my hometown and donate his time and speak at the event at no charge. So that's the type of individual that Mr. Edward is. And you know, throughout our times and career and stuff, you get a lot of guys, and you don't usually hear a lot about the good things that the athletes are doing these days. It's usually all the negative stuff. So I want to make sure I promote that this is the type of individual that he is, that he's well-grounded. And also to be at the level that he played and the accomplishments that he made. And a future Hall of Famer, in my eyes.
Yeah.
Just a matter of time. But, you know, to be able to sit down and talk to him. And if you walked into a room with a group of people and Steve was in the room with you, and you would never know that he's won two Super Bowls, that he was an All-American, that he's seven-time Pro Bowler, you know, a millionaire. You would not know, because that's not the type of individual he is. He would sit down and have a conversation with you just like he's one of your best friends. And that's just the way he is, and he's always been that way. And that's kind of the type of team and teammates that we had at the University of Arkansas when I participated.
Patrick Williams joining us in the Zone on the Stickies Hotline. I can only imagine how many sets of alligator arms you saw from receivers going over the middle with you two back there in the defensive backfield.
Yeah, we were a good team back there. You know, at the time, especially back in the 80s when you got, you know, guys back there, Steve being 6'3", myself being 6'2½", and well over 200 pounds and running 4.44s when we were younger, mm-hmm. that, hey, we covered a lot of territory. And then we had, you know, great guys in the secondary like Anthony Cooney and Richard Brothers that played with us that allowed us to do things. Also with that great rushing line on the Wayne Martin and Tony Allison and all those guys and mm-hmm. the linebackers and stuff. It was a team effort. If it wasn't for the guys putting the rest and the pressure on the quarterbacks, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we were doing in the secondary. So we were definitely blessed to be with that front seven that provided us a lot of cover.
I don't know how well you've been able to keep up with what's going on in this part of the country with your work, but you know, there's been a lot of talk about Texas A&M maybe coming back or joining, I guess, the SEC, which would put them back with Arkansas from the old Southwest days. Would you like to see that happen?
Oh, definitely. Always when you're bringing another team like the like Texas A&M with their tradition and the competitiveness in the university, that would be a great addition to the SEC. Yeah, I've seen a little bit of that on SportsCenter earlier in the week. So I think it'd be a great addition. And if they add them, they got to add another team. So what about if you thought about them bringing Texas back?
Yeah. I think Texas is we're probably thinking maybe Texas will go independent, maybe more likely. They see what Notre Dame's been able to do with that contract they've got hanging out there from a TV standpoint. It may make more sense for them to just go independent. We'll see what happens there. But I know a lot of Razorback fans would love to see them play them, you know, on a yearly basis. It certainly would be fun. Yeah. Has been fun when they played them in the last decade or so. So what about NFL? You follow that at all? I know you're in the D.C. area there. What's wrong with the Skins, man? Are they going to be any good this year?
From what I heard, they said they're going to be pretty good. I'm a Dallas fan, so, you know.
Look at you. Okay. Are they going to be any good?
I played with Steve Jones, so, you know, I was a Dallas fan before the Joneses bought the team.
Yeah.
But, you know, since they and Steven bought them, I was like, hey, I support the Cowboys.
I like that. Have you been over to the new stadium?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
It's very nice.
Yes, it is. Hopefully they can get some wins piled up in there at some point.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it's a good season. I hope it's a good season all around because I just, you know, I support the Cowboys, but I just like to see good football.
That's right. What about Razorback-wise? I know you stayed in contact with Tim. Any chance of getting you back this season for a game?
I'm trying to come back for homecoming.
Okay.
I want to come back for the homecoming game. Let's get a chance to see a lot of old friends and stuff, and that's usually when a lot of classmates and teammates come back, usually doing homecoming. That's always a good time to be back in Arkansas as well. So
that'll be a good one.
That's South Carolina or Tennessee?
I think it's South Carolina, it looks like, over there, if I'm looking at the schedule.
That'd be a good game.
Yeah, that'd be an awfully good one to come back for. So, yeah. Yeah, it is, definitely. So, that's November
5th. I heard that, what was it, Niles Davis is out for the season?
Yeah, Davis is out, but you get, hopefully, Dennis Johnson, you know, toting the rock, and Ronnie Wingo, we're still kind of...
I had read that the odds are still the same for the Razorbacks to win the national championship.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was like 30-1. With Nile Davis and without, still the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good because I know they're pretty loaded with running backs. Mm-hmm. Even when I was at Arkansas, we were always loaded with running backs and receivers.
Yeah. Well, not to mention, you got a quarterback that ran pretty well as also.
Yeah.
You talked to Quinn at all?
I talked to Quinn when I was back in April for, like, every year we put on a they have an alumni reunion.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I talked with Grovey then.
Yeah, I used to talk to him. Yeah. Then he got married. Now he won't return my calls. He's so busy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's under control now.
That's it. No, now.
He's been sacked.
Yeah, there was a time. There was a time, yes. But, well, Patrick, man, we really appreciate you calling in. Again, it's a great, great fundraiser tomorrow. It's down in McGee. And, again, honestly, it's a steak and burger dinner, which for the price, $15, it would be worth just for the dinner. But you throw in getting to see a former Razorback like Patrick and, like he's, you know, we mentioned, an NFL legend and Steve Atwater down there. Pretty cool deal. So hope that goes well, and I hope a lot of folks turn out for it. And I'm assuming that they can show up and buy a ticket that night. I'm assuming.
Yes, they can. They can show up at the door and buy tickets as well.
Okay, good deal. Hey, thanks so much for coming in. And if you get back in town, I'd love to catch up with you.
Okay, thanks, guys. I appreciate all the things you guys have done for me as well.
You bet. Patrick, thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.